So while praying, how can we not become sahajiyayik while expressing our emotions? At the same time, how do we express our emotions? Yes. Sahajiyayism essentially means that it comes from the word sahaja. Sahaja means to take it easy. So where people do not follow a process of purification, but just assume that they are purified. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives the example of a woman who is not pregnant but acts as if she is having labor pains. Even if no matter how much labor pains she acts as if she is not going to deliver a child. So, like that, there has to be a conception, gestation, and then we deliver. So, like that, there is a systematic practice of bhakti, which is when we connect with the spiritual master. When we get this Bhakti Lata Beach, then that Bhakti Lata Beach gestates in our heart and it grows, and then spiritual emotions manifest. So, if one divorces the practice of bhakti and imagine that the fruit of bhakti is there in terms of emotions, then that essentially is sahajiyayism. So, as far as sadhakas are practicing bhakti seriously, they're following the process, and if we experience emotions in the process of bhakti, then that is, during the practice of bhakti, then that is very good. Now we should see those emotions as gifts of Krishna, as special blessings which Krishna has bestowed, and we cherish those blessings. We cherish those blessings gratefully, cherish them in our heart, and whenever later we may feel dry, we feel as if, you know, I am feeling no bhakti in my heart, we can remember, yes, I did experience those emotions. That means these emotions are real, and if I keep practicing, these emotions will recur in future. But for sadhakas, the problem may come in twofold. One is that we consider only those emotions as a sign of devotion. That means when we say that there is no emotion, that means there is no devotion only. No, devotion is a steady process. Just like our worldly desires are there. Now, if we keep practicing bhakti, the immoral desires are slowly going down. The graph will keep going down. But even while going down, sometimes there will be sudden spikes. Suddenly may feel lust coming up, suddenly greed coming up, suddenly anger coming up. So those spikes, just tolerate. Tams, Krishna, Subhara. So like that, even our attraction towards Krishna, by the steady practice of bhakti, the graph will be going up. While the graph is gradually going up, sometimes there will be positive spikes also. Sometimes we experience intense emotions in bhakti. And if we experience that, we see that as a precursor of what is awaiting us in future. But when we don't experience those spikes, if we start thinking, oh, this process of bhakti is not working only, then what is the use of practicing? So, if the absence of emotion becomes our justification for giving up devotion, then that is sahajiyayik. That is the first thing. Second thing is that if we experience some emotions and then we start bragging about it to everyone else, you know, when I went into darshan, I got tears in my eyes and this and that. It's good that we can talk about this with intimate friends, but there is no need for us to display that in public to everyone else, because then it becomes not so much a matter of inner attraction towards Krishna, it becomes more a matter of outer ostentation, and that is not what we desire. So if we are not doing that, like sometimes one person came to Prabhupada and he said, Krishna came in my dream yesterday. Prabhupada says, serve him today now. Okay, good that Krishna came in the dream. But Krishna coming in the dream is not going to make us liberated. What we do after waking up is going to make us liberated. It is for us to practice bhakti. So if we get these extraordinary experiences, which will be in the form of a dream, or if it comes out of spiritual experience, a mystical experience, that's very good. If it comes, well and good. But the important thing is, what is the result on us? What is the transformation that happens for us by that? So, if the experiences are what is expected in the path of bhakti, there is a book called Madhurya Kadambini, which describes the advantages of bhakti, and you can read that. And if we are getting advanced glimpses of those emotions, that's wonderful. So, rather than rejecting or suppressing those emotions as in the fear of being sahajiyayik, we focus on seeing those emotions as gifts given by Krishna to increase our inspiration for pursuing more diligently the path of bhakti. Yes.
Question.
Yeah.